We are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Psalms 121 and verse 1 to 5. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. We thank God for his word. Now from verse 1, he says that he will lift up his eyes unto the hills. The first question is this: who do you lift up your eyes to? When you are thinking of help, when you are thinking of strength, who do you think of? Do you think of your spouse? Do you think of your uncle? Do you think of your parent? Do you think of somebody you are looking up to men rather than looking up to God? And this is taking place in your heart, such that each time you think of a need, each time you think of help, you think of men, you do not think of God. But the psalmist says, I will look up to the hills. He knows where his help comes from. My prayer is that may you know where your help is coming from. That your help is not in your job. It's not in that country you relocated to. It's not in that country that you are staying. It's not in that opportunity you have received. Your help is in the Lord. It's not in the fact that your parents are wealthy. It's not in your certificate. Your help comes from the Lord. I pray that your eye will permanently see this. He says, which made the heaven and the earth. Look at the person that is your help. He said, which made the heaven and the earth. Tell me anybody on the face of earth that is comparable to this kind of a helper. Look at the capacity of your helper. He made the heaven and the earth. Do you know that sometimes in our mind, we feel God's help is not, God is not capable of helping us. You just wish that, I wish that richest man in the world, I wish he would just remember me. He would just see my name somewhere and say, I want to help him. Can you see how foolish that kind of thinking is? So you don't feel that God sees you and he has far more greater capacity to help you than any other person. May you keep your eyes permanently fixed on the Lord. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. That means that is not going to be a seconds of your life where God was just doing something and he forgot about you and then something happened to you. Such can never happen with God. But with a human being, there is no human being that will think of you perpetually, but you are always in the mind of God perpetually. And then look at, he said, shall neither slumber nor sleep. He won't even sleep. Have you seen somebody who cannot sleep? God had been from everlasting to everlasting. Do you know God had not slept for one day? He had not slept for 1 hour. God had not slept for 1 second. Because he can't be tired. God doesn't need rest. He himself is rest. How can rest rest? He himself rests. When the Bible says, God rested on the seventh day, it's not a rest out of tiredness. It is a rest in the sense that God is now delighted to have a man who can do what he, God, was doing. That's why he created man in his own image. So God can now sit down and say, let me enjoy my creation, do what I'm doing. Then look at verse 5. He said, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy keeper. Do you know God as your keeper? Do you know God is your keeper? Do you know God is the one that keeps you? You are not a product of luck. That sickness didn't kill you, not because of luck. That accident didn't take your life, not because of luck. That heartbreak did not lead to mental disorder, not because of luck. It is God who keeps you. May you know God as your keeper. He says, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. He's the one that shields you. He's the one that provides covering for you. The Lord is your keeper. May you know God today as your keeper in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, you can reach us on this number. +234 88 615 7852. God bless you.